We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by the Tom Joyner Family Reunion. Ah, just a couple of days away. If you don't know how to count, we're still booking 407-248-9191. We'll see you there. From our New York studios up in Harlem, we're having technical difficulties. Don Lemon is on the phone this morning. What up, Don?
I know. I'm all in the studio and I can't figure it out. So you guys can hear me loud and clear, right?
Yes. Yes.
Let's talk about Donald Trump's quest to gain black voters. It appears to he has listened, it looks like for now, to many of his critics, that he needs to speak directly to the people he's trying to reach instead of a majority white audience. Trump's campaign released a statement stating that he is starting to his outreach in Detroit to speak to the congregation at Bishop Wayne Jackson's church and to take questions from his television network called the Impact Network. Last night I asked Bishop Jackson what he wanted to hear from Donald Trump.
I'm going to ask him about, you know, issues about jobs, and we're going to talk about Black Lives Matter. We're going to talk about the police, law enforcement, how that every African-American, we do support law-abiding African-American. We do support our law enforcers, but there's been some questionable killings and that we all concerned about as far as African-Americans, that unarmed black men have been shot down. We're going to talk about jobs. We're going to talk about our educational system. And so there's things that, you know, we're coming at him with real questions and we expect answers.
Let me ask you this.
All right. And then I asked the bishop this question.
When he says, what the hell do you have to lose? What do you think of that?
Well, you know, that was a poor choice of words, no question about that.
That laugh you said before said it all. So it was. You think it was a poor choice of words. You should not.
Yes. Yeah, no question. Because, see, you know as well as I do, African-Americans, you know, you can't put one brush and stroke and say we're all the same. Because everybody's not living in a ghetto and everybody's not being shot every time they walk down the street. Mm-hmm. But a part of our community, they are. Yeah. And so, you know, definitely that is not a good choice of words, saying that, you know, what, you know, the blank you have to lose.
Well, Charles Blow, the New York Times columnist and senior political commentator, sat there quietly and listened to him for a while. Blow says he's not only curious about the questions Trump will be asked, but the substance of his response. Trump says so far, Charles says so far, that Trump's approach has been derivative of a kind of white savior syndrome, that your life is so horrible, let me please fix it. Here's what Charles wants to hear.
How you have responded to the Black Lives Matter movement, which has been with some degree of hostility, how he had responded to the unrest in Baltimore, which was tremendous amounts of hostility, how he has responded to this particular president, which is with tremendous amounts of hostility, how he has, you know, his history of racial bias in his housing developments. All of these things have to be on the table and asked in this particular interview, because he has to address those and he has to make some sort of amends here that says, you know, I acknowledge that I was wrong, and that I apologize for that.
Blow says anything short of that is the same old scenario of Law and Order. That same old scenario, which is already, we've already lived through that from the 1994 crime bill, and we see where that got us. More people of color, especially young men of color, behind bars with stiffer sentences for the same or similar crimes as their white counterparts. Do we really want to relive that history? I don't think so. And by the way, the bishop says he knows a number of black people, he says, that are not admitting publicly that they're voting for Donald Trump, but they will. If he gets 14 or 15% of the black vote, it's over.
Hmm. I really love Charles Blow, and I think that and I like his work and what he says, Don, but does he realistically believe that there would be an apology, or is that just what we'd like to hear?
I think that's what he would like to hear. I do think at this point, Sybil, that an apology could happen.
Really?
Because he wants to win it so badly. Because he knows
say
that
anything,
his,
huh?
Yep, his only path to the White House is to get a substantial number of votes from people of color. That's his only path. And so if people of color vote for him to any degree beyond the 1 or 3% that they already have. Mm-hmm. It gives him a path to the White House. He could win.
Okay, if he apologizes to black people and people of color, how will his white Trump supporters feel about that?
Where else are they going to go, Tom? They're not going to Hillary Clinton.
And especially if they don't think that he's sincere either.
Yeah. Because everything that he said now and he has backtracked on, it doesn't matter.
Really?
No.
If he apologizes to Hispanics for the wall,
he's doing whatever he's going to do to get in the White House.
Because we know it doesn't matter.
And his white supporters who are angry and hostile.
I think they know it's a trick. They know it's a trick.
And they know that politicians lie, and that in order to get in there, he's got to do whatever he needs to do.
And once he gets in there, he's going
to
take care of us. He's not going to look after black people. Right.
They want to call him a flip-flopper, a liar?
They all flip-flop. That's what they do.
Tom, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not like there's another choice. They just like Hillary Clinton.
They're not
going to
go libertarian. They're not going to go to the Green Party.
Right.
That's their guy.
So on
he's
November
doing what
9th,
he has to do to get in the White House. And once he
again,
gets
you
in,
could be waking
our
up
guy's
to
in.
A President Trump on November 9th. If he gets
any
degree.
Don't put that in the universe.
I'm being honest with you. I'm telling you the importance of this election.
Yeah. And
once again,
voting
so
in Florida today.
What is the answer?
Vote.
Register.
Register to vote.
Not only register, and when you register, you can register right there and say you want an absentee ballot. You know that?
And especially if you're sending your children off to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You think he might apologize for all of
He's going to Detroit. He's going to speak in front of black venues, which people have been saying. He has been, listen
but
to
him.
But
here's the thing, Don. He's not coming to black folks in terms of the media, because it's already, Roland has already said, he's not coming to the Joyner Show and he's not going to Roland Show.
No, and he won't come on my show anymore either. He's already said I was dumb because I challenged his people. Because I just say the facts. I said, these are the words that came out of his mouth and here are the facts. And he sent that tweet out about me. But he's now been saying African Americans have contributed to all parts of American life, to the war, they're war heroes, to this and that. And they're great people now. He's not just saying he loves the blacks and that what do you have to lose. Listen to his message.
Okay.
Listen.
Oh, boy.
I hear the Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Y'all are crazy. You sound like my mother. She said, I'm not falling for it, Don. I'm like, look, you know who you are. Stop talking to me about it.